Last evening, the MCG, Australia, for the fifth time, are now world champions, the man that hit the winning runs. And I got a feeling, boys, you will be the captain of the Australian one-day side the next time we play a game. And his name is Steve Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks so much for joining us, Smithy, after what we imagine was a pretty good night of celebrations.
No worries. Yeah, look, we're still going, actually. All the boys are having a good time. And, you know, we've seen the sun come up here in Melbourne. It's been an amazing 24 hours.
Hey, Steve, after the game, so you went into the change rooms, had a few beers on the town after that. Have you had an opportunity to catch up with the Kiwi boys?
Yeah, they came in for a beer after the game. They're a great bunch of guys, and, you know, I think the best two teams played on the night, and obviously we were the better team on the night. They set the standard throughout the whole tournament, and we were lucky enough to knock them off in the final, which we thought we were going to be a good chance after the way we finished the game in New Zealand. And, you know, I couldn't be prouder of the boys.
Watching your personal metamorphosis over the last 12 to 18 months has been something to behold. You've just, I mean, all of a sudden you're one of the most recognisable, most talented.
Good looking.
Great personality.
Fast runner.
Beautiful eyes.
Beautiful eyes. But, mate, you've come from basically nowhere to capture Australia's hearts as far as cricket goes. What have you done? What have you done away from the field that's made you so good in the last 12 months?
Botox?
Oh, I don't know about all those compliments.
Oh, mate, take them, please.
Please take them.
I'm working hard at the moment, but... look, it's been nice. So I've been training really hard, and I'm just really happy where everything's at the moment. And to finish off this campaign this summer, to win a World Cup's been absolutely amazing.
Hey, Smithy, we had just had Andy Lee on from Hamish and Andy. He said the joke he told you blokes before the match was an absolute cracker and got you blokes in a good mood. Nice for Lehman to organise all that sort of stuff for you. That seems to be, you guys seem to be a real happy bunch.
Yeah, that's right. It was nice for Andy to come along and tell a joke. We have a joke of the day pretty much every game, and for him to come along and to, I guess, lighten the mood before a big game was amazing. And the boys went into the game feeling very confident, and to finish off in such an amazing way was amazing.
Well, we just spoke to him. He said, when you speak to Smitty, he'll tell you the joke. So can you tell us now, please, mate?
Would you guys like to talk to the drunkest man in the team, Brad Haddon?
We would love to speak to Hads.
Hey, Hads.
Here you go.
I'm sure he's just tired, everybody. I know he's Steve's kidding there.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey.
It's the girl team, Hads. It's Matty Johns, MG and Gus, mate. How are you?
Good morning, boys. How are you going?
Hey, congratulations.
Mate, Matty, it's been an unbelievable week. I've got one problem, though.
What's that?
I've had a great time with the Sixers, and Gus has been like at the ground announcer and everything like that. But the only problem we have is after every game, he tries to come out of a shower with us. I don't know where that stands, but we've never played cricket like that. And Dusty, I don't know if that's on.
No, mate, it's not on.
I can tell you right now, it's not on, Brad. And I can only imagine he never has the eyes put above the equator.
He never did. He said, Greg Matthews, coming with me, mate. I've found my life.
Hey, mate, you sound a little hoarse at the moment. Is that from giving all that verbal to the Kiwi boys?
Mate, you know what? They deserved it. They were that nice to us in New Zealand, and we were that uncomfortable. They were that nice to us the whole week.
Yeah.
We said during the team meeting, I said, I can't stand for this anymore. We're going at them as hard as we can.
Yeah. That was an ambush in New Zealand. You had to get one back on them.
Mate, MG, I'm telling you. Mate, it was that uncomfortable. All they were was that nice with us for 7 days. I said, I'm not playing cricket like this. If we get another crack at these guys at the final, I'm letting everything. I'm not going to play another one day because they're going to send me for as long as they like.
Hey, mate, what a win yesterday. Who else is next to you, Hads? Who else is there? What other clown?
Paint the picture for us.
Mate, I'll paint a picture for you now. I've got a coach who's spooning the World Cup who can't speak.
Yeah.
I've got James Forker who's got his clothes off, but don't tell everyone.
Okay.
And I got the Marsh boys. You know what, I can't even talk about the Marsh boys because we know the trouble they have.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've got Josh Hazlewood from Windlemere who... He's never been drunk in 30 years. He's a problem. He just stole. We just can't get him drunk.
he's got hollow legs at bottomless pit.
Oh, that's
mate,
sensational.
He's an absolute nightmare to drink with.
Hey, Ads, listen, mate, we're going to let you get back to it, pal.
Yeah.
We appreciate your goodwill
you
this morning.
You took up my time. You
sorry.
30 seconds drinking.
We'd love to have a beer. When you get back, come and visit us in the studio.
You know what? Nice. I reckon I've got the coach for you. He's just been spooning
oh,
the World Cup.
Mate, last time we chatted.
Last time we chatted, 2.5 grand. See you, Hads.
See you, Hads.
Matty, Gussie, how are you, boys?
Ah, boy, listen, it's a long way from getting beat in England. Last time we spoke to you.
Yeah, I know. You cost me a lot last time I spoke to you.
Hey, great to hear from,
hey, well
to
done,
from
coach.
You.
Well
congratulations
done,
on a great win, mate.
Yeah, thanks very much. Beautiful day here in Melbourne.
Lovely.
I reckon no matter where you are, you'd have a good day today.
What about the motorcade, eh? That's going to be good news.
Oh, John. I think we lost both.
Not the
motorcade, let's hope none of them are driving.
Well, I don't think anyone else can take you into the dressing room like that. How good was that?